congratulations, back in another final. Strange game, I suppose. You know, we saw the best and maybe not, maybe you at your best. We don't put it up to you, especially in the first half.
Yeah, look, we knew what we were going to get from Gidor. It was never going to be easy, and I know we made a lot of mistakes and we turned over all the ball, but, you know, credit to Gidor, they were very aggressive in the tackle, they were well set up, and they didn't make things easy for us, and they never do. Look, at this last few years, we've had a lot of battles with Gidor, and it always comes down to fine margins in the end, and today was no different.
Yeah, you know, they got off to a great start. I think they went 4-1 up, but you settled into it, and all of a sudden you were back level with them.
Yeah, we started the game very poorly. I thought the first 10-15 minutes we were poor. We gave away the ball too many times and took the wrong options in attack, and we weren't even getting shots away in them first 15 minutes, but we finished the half very well. I thought the last 50 minutes of first half we finished it well. And
like, you were 6-4 up at half time, you know, having not played well for the first 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, look, very pleased with where we were at half time. We were saying that we were in a good position at half time, but I suppose for being in such a good position, we kind of threw that away. Then the first 5-10 minutes, second half, it went back to 7-all again very quickly, and it was game on at that stage.
But yeah, there was a defining moment there, I suppose. Brick kicked a great point in, and kind of you kicked on after that.
Yeah, I think that we hit probably 7-8 minutes there. We kicked 5-6 scores in a row, and that was big. We got on top of their kickouts and we turned them over, and the spaces started to appear in their defence then, and thankfully we were in a position to take advantage of that.
Yeah, were you scratching your head at the end when they got the goal and brought back the two?
Big time. I thought the game should have been over like 2-3 minutes ago. We had that game won. We were 5-6 up and we should have seen it out, and we just gave possession away far too easy, which is unlike us. You know, normally we're very good in them situations, but we just gave the ball away. But look at it, we got away with it today. They won't all every day though.
A lot of big performance. I thought Jack McKelvey in the middle of the field was exceptional. Oren Doherty, a centre-half forward, he kind of led the charge when things weren't going well in the first half.
Yeah, definitely. I thought he was really hungry today and really up for it. And, you know, he had a tough few days there. He was sick for a few days as well, so the energy levels I felt would have been a bit low with him today. But look, he didn't show it at all. He was a bundle of energy. He was all busy from the word go, so he was, and he was brilliant today. And Jack, as you say, and Kieran really stepped up in the second half, and Ethan stepped up. Look, there's so many of them, and I thought all the boys that came into the bench, they all made an impact, which was huge and important for us.
Yeah. You lost Leo and before the throw in the warm up. Did that disrupt you a bit?
Not really. Look at Brick came in there and look at their like for like player, and it didn't make a huge difference. It didn't change your preparations or didn't change your game plan in any way. No, it didn't. Look at Leo's always a loss out of any team whenever you're missing him, because he's a big player for us. But he was still available to come in there. I think he wasn't too bad. He just didn't feel 100%. But if he was needed there in the last 5-10 minutes, he definitely would have been going in.
Yeah, and you made a couple of changes as well. So Ethan limping off there at the end, is that a concern?
No, I don't think it's anything major again. It's probably just fatigue. That a lot of that squad was down with flu there during the week, and there was a bug going around, and none of them were really 100% coming into it, so the energy levels were very low in a lot of them. So no, I don't think there's anything
serious. You're going to wait no week for the opposition.
It's a good place to be in. We're just glad to be in the final. We'll work hard on our own game this week now, and we get to watch that game next week, and we'll start preparing for whoever it is we're facing then.